Welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Steven.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading down to H-Town, Houston, Texas, to profile a Democrat who has to walk one of the tightest political tightropes in the entire country. We are talking about Representative Lizzie Fletcher of Texas's 7th District.
It really is a fascinating balancing act. Lizzie Fletcher represents the energy capital of the world. Her district includes the headquarters of BP, Shell, and ConocoPhillips. So she is a Democrat who has to represent big oil. That puts her in a very unique lane. She was elected in 2018, flipping a seat that had been Republican for 50 years. It was actually George H.W. Bush's old seat. She won by convincing suburban college-educated voters that she was a moderate problem solver, not a radical. Before Congress, she was a high-stakes business lawyer at Vinson & Elkins, so she speaks the language of the boardroom fluently.
To understand why her district flipped, you have to look at the demographics. This isn't the same West Houston of the 1980s.
Not at all. It is incredibly diverse and wealthy. Texas District 7 covers the wealth belt of Houston River Oaks, Bel Air, and West University Place. But it also stretches into Fort Bend County, specifically Sugar Land, which is one of the most diverse suburbs in America. The district is about 30% Hispanic and has a massive Asian American population, nearly 20%. It is highly educated. Something like 60% of adults here have a college degree. These are the exact kind of voters, affluent, diverse, educated, who have fled the GOP in the Trump era.
But despite being a Democrat, she can't just follow the national party line on energy.
No, she would lose her seat overnight. She sits on the Energy and Commerce Committee, where she is the vice-ranking member. She is constantly pushing back against her own party on things like natural gas bans or pausing LNG exports. Her argument is that energy transition needs to include the companies in her district, not put them out of business. She says Houston has the engineering talent to solve climate change if the government partners with them. It's an all-of-the-above strategy that frustrates environmentalists but keeps her employed in Houston.
She's also heavily involved in healthcare, which is the other massive employer in her district.
Right. The Texas Medical Center. It's the largest medical complex in the world, bigger than downtown Dallas. It employs over 100,000 people. So she is huge on funding for the NIH and medical research. But her biggest social issue is reproductive rights. She is a vice chair of the Pro-Choice Caucus. After Roe v. Wade was overturned, she introduced the bill to protect the right to travel across state lines for abortion care. That is a direct response to Texas state laws. So she is this mix, a defender of oil and gas on Mondays, and a fierce advocate for abortion rights on Tuesdays. It's the definition of a Houston Democrat.
She is the lawyer who defends the energy industry to the left and reproductive rights to the right.
That is exactly it. She has carved out a niche as the sensible center in a polarized state.
That is our profile for Texas's 7th. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.